Yes, once again, you with New Beat. Great to be back with you for another inspirational music and variety program. My name is Simon, and we'll be together for the next half hour. On the program today, you can enjoy all of our usual variety spots and stories, plus a mix of 6 original songs from our New Beat song library. We're starting off today's show with one of your favorites from Paul Hart.
Tearing around, running aground, every day I feel I'm a year older. You came by, just said hi, and you put your arms around my shoulder. Why don't you come and take a walk, you said. Let me ease the pain that's in your head, and add a little sunshine to your life. You know you make me want to love you, and every day I long to be with you, to walk and laugh and talk a few things through. You really are the sunshine of my life.
Great song there from Paul Hart's Sunshine of Your Love.
A wealth of health, keeping you fit for life.
Just Do It attitude works best. Thinking about making exercise part of your life? Just lace up your shoes and get out there, and don't give your brain time to hem and haw about it. That's what successful middle-aged exercisers say they do. In the words of 2 women in the study, I don't think about it, just do it. And if you think about it, you can talk yourself out of it. Active people ignored their brain's chatter and made exercise a non-negotiable part of their day. Right, researchers from Canada's University of Alberta, including Sandra O'Brien's cousins, PhD, Professor Emeritus of Physical Education and Recreation. It's not that the exercisers had no stresses. They just worked out anyway, without thinking about it.
Oh, I knew that.
It's not so easy. There's more to true love than just a kiss and a little hug. Sometimes it takes faith to remove the rugged mountains, get us through the darkest hours till we see the sunshine again. So don't you give up, don't you quit too soon. The answer to your question, sometimes sure.
'Cause when you live for love, that's when you know, well, love is real. Just doing little things every day, helping every way. 'Cause what we do in love counts more than all the big things we say. What you say now? Don't you give up, no. Don't you quit too soon. The answer to your question,
Jason Lawrence, Don't You Give Up. Over now to Sally for our thought for the day.
Money can buy many fine things, but love, peace, and happiness are the most precious treasures to be found.
New Beats, where music comes to you in a variety of styles. Ballad, blues, hip-hop, techno,
fast,
slow,
and much more.
For free downloads of hundreds of your favorite New Beat songs, log on to www.newbeat.org. That's NUBEAT.org. Check it out.
New Beat! New Beat!
One day, Sidney Harris of the Chicago Daily News walked with his friend to a newsstand to purchase a paper. The friend asked the vendor politely, but the vendor remained coldly silent. As they moved away, Harris remarked, "A sullen fellow, isn't he?" And the friend replied, "Oh, he's that way every night." Harris asked, "Well, why then do you continue to be so very polite to him?" His friend answered, "Why should I let him decide how I'm going to act?"
You don't want this thing to weigh on you, so let it go. Revenge is a poor taskmaster, so please just let it go. Words will fly and pride to pride your mind you will have shown. With nothing gained, so please refrain, my friend, just let it go.
And the angel said,
"Oh, oh,
let it go, please let it go, and let love.
some important information. It's time to write to Newbeat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org.
Ah, yes. Very good. And now, the $60,000 question of tonight's show. Remember, contestants, you have only 5 seconds to answer. What is the most stupendous radio show in all of Africa?
Ooh, Newbeat. Correct. Blimey, he got it right. Yay!
Our personal introduction this week is from Esther Wild Wind, introducing her song, My Dream.
Well, what can I say? What's the dream of almost every person in the world today? What do people usually toast to? World peace. Peace for all mankind. One day I met this guy, and this poor fellow was super disillusioned with the world today, with the governments, and he would talk about rebelling and making revolutions. He had a lot of hurt and pain in his heart, and then he turned it all into hate. And it was very hard to reason with him. But later I thought about our conversation and I started writing the words to this song. My sincere prayer is that the song can reach into the hearts of everyone that's losing hope and hardening their hearts, and to remind them that the solution is to keep loving and to forgive over and over again, and to let God's love wash away the hurt, so that together we can build a better world.
Something just happened to me. I had a dream last night, and I thought, is it possible? I see the world around me, the problems that it has. So can it really be possible? 'Cause in my dream, love was restored. There was no more war, and everyone loved each other. Hate had been destroyed, all was forgiven, the past was left behind. Hearts truly melted together, peace for all mankind. Does somebody have the truth? Does someone have the answer to change this world around, to make a dreamer's dream come true? Then I found him, he restored my life and made his love inside. Sir, I don't have to live a lie. He taught me to forgive, to leave the past behind. When my heart received his joy, I found peace of mind. The world is going down, the need for love is. Thank you.
beautiful song there from Esther Wild Wind. Looking forward to the day when there will be no more war and peace will reign forevermore.
Today's words from the wise is from former U.S. President John F. Kennedy, who said, "The mere absence of war is not peace."
New beat. Everywhere for everyone.
Right, mate, this is just for laughs.
Several years ago, a man appeared in a small Pennsylvania town and hired the opera house for one night. He engaged no ushers or other helpers. Nearly a month preceding the day for which the hall was rented, he posted a huge sign, conspicuous and appealing, which read, "He is coming." 1 week before the night of the performance, the sign was replaced by the one which read, "He will appear at the Opera House on October 31st. On the day just before the event, the sign simply said, "He is here." The morning of the fateful night, the sign read, "He will be at the Opera House tonight at 8:30. That night, the promoter sat in the box office and sold tickets at $1 per person to a full house. When the curtain went up inside, however, all the audience could see was a final sign reading, "He is gone."
A farmer's wife had spread a slanderous story about her pastor through the village, and soon the whole countryside had heard it. Sometime later, the woman became sick and confessed that the story was untrue. After her recovery, she came to the pastor and begged for his forgiveness. The old pastor said, "Of course, I will gladly pardon you, if you will comply with a wish of mine." "Gladly," replied the woman. "Go home," the pastor said, "kill a black hen, pluck the feathers and put them in a basket and bring them here." In half an hour, she was back. "Now," said the pastor, "go through the village and at each street corner scatter a few of these feathers. The remaining ones take to the top of the bell tower and scatter them to the winds, and then return." She did so. "Now," he said, "go through the village and gather the feathers again and see that not one is missing." The woman looked at the pastor in astonishment and said, "Why, that is impossible. The wind has scattered them over the fields everywhere." "And so," said he, "while I forgive you gladly, do not forget that you can never undo the damage your untrue words have done."
We'll be right back. and feel your conscience racing with your mind.
Vass Myers with his song Crime Scene brings us to the end of today's New Beat. Let me give you once again our email address. It's mail@radioactivated.com. You can also log on to www.activated.org for a variety of free inspirationals and free music downloads at www.newbeat.org. We'll end with today's thought for the day, which is...
Money can buy many fine things, but love, peace, and happiness are the most precious treasures to be found.
Bye for now.
Stop at the scene of the crime.